We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 11th of September 2010, the ninth anniversary of 9/11. And what we've been featuring the first couple of hours here is a documentary. Actually, it was the final night, the final of three parts of a documentary from the BBC, which was aired. It was actually aired twice on the BBC. I believe it was around 2004 was the first time it aired. And as I said earlier, the producers of this tried to approach the major networks here in the United States to get that documentary aired here, and they were turned down cold. They even approached HBO, I think, and never heard anything back from them. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, I think if you've been listening and you're able to hear the documentary, it very effectively disputes and really shatters, in my opinion, very effectively the notion, this myth that we have a worldwide Al-Qaeda network. The whole thing was made up. The whole thing was orchestrated for a very specific purpose, and that is to scare the American people into going to war with Middle Eastern countries so that the establishment that's in power can then take control of that area and literally control the world, build their new world order, the new world economic order. Economic, political, social, environmental, in every aspect. The name of the game is control, ladies and gentlemen. And they use numerous means of terrorism. They use numerous means to scare people. And one of the methods of control is not only arms and the threat of explosions and killing people, but economic terror is being used in a major way as well. And this is what we're going to talk about this hour with Bob Chapman. Reuters is reporting now, economists, they just come out with another projection on how the United States has sunk more. Reuters says projected U.S. economic growth for the rest of this year and next was revised down for a third month in a row by a panel of about 50 economists. That from Reuters News Service. From the Washington Post, we see debt, financial crisis, hurts U.S. competitiveness. We see large deficits and a weakened financial system have made the United States less competitive in the global economy, the World Economic Forum said in its annual review of the competitiveness of countries. So we have that from the Washington Post. From CNBC, we see more than 400 U.S. banks will fail, according to Rubini. So we got that from numerous reports. Report after report indicates how we're sliding further and further into poverty worldwide. We're going to talk about that and the reasons behind it here with Bob Chapman in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, 11th September 2010. We'll be back.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We have Bob Chapman joining us this hour. Bob has a major in business management from Northeastern University. He spent 3 years in U.S. Army counterintelligence, mostly in Europe. He's resided in various parts of the globe. He was a stockbroker from 1960 to 1988. He owned his own brokerage firm for 18 years. He served over 6,000 clients when he retired. And after his retirement in June of 1991, he began writing The International Forecaster and appearing on numerous radio shows across the country, probably around the world, too. Anyway, we're pleased once again to have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster on the broadcast. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning. I heard the end of your clip there. From BBC. And for those people who don't realize it, the evolution of this Al-Qaeda syndrome, we'll call it, began in the early 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize that. Osama bin Laden was recruited in 1978 by the CIA, and he was one of the moving forces in the challenge to the Russians in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided then, after the Russians had run out of the country, that they would use him as the bogeyman. And the kickoff to that was the Senate hearings on the Iran-Contra affair, and Ollie North got up and said that he had security system because he was afraid of the most dangerous man in the world. And that was Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the kickoff. And I talked to Ollie North about it later, and he didn't want to discuss it. And I laughed, and I said, why? Because it's a big lie. He just looked at me and giggled.
Huh.
And he was just another instrument, and actually the paymaster, for all intents and purposes, in that Iran-Contra affair. But anyway, that's where the roots come from.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it was those hearings at that time, by the way, which one of the senators was going to ask him about the shadow government, and he was shushed, if you remember that.
Yeah, that was the gentleman from Hawaii. And I forget his name. It's a Japanese name. Yeah, I think he's still in the Senate, as a matter of fact. I don't know. But anyway, that's how it evolved. And the first time I met Ollie, he had a file in front of him, and I walked into his office and outside of Washington, I think it was in Dulles, and I said, oh, I see you have my file. And he looked at me and smiled, and he said, how did you know? I said, I know what they look like. And he said, very interesting person that you are, and background and so on. I won't go into all of it, but the point is, I said to him, and you know, Ollie, I got a real good backgrounder in you, too. Have you ever read the book Compromised? And he looked at me and frowned. He said, okay, let's get down to business.
What was
Do you know the book Compromised?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think so.
Well, it's a book about the Iran-Contra affair.
Okay.
And it was written by a CIA contract employee who was involved in it. And in fact, when I mentioned it on Alex Jones' show about, I guess it was about 2 months ago, Alex says, God, I got to have that guy back on again. I think his name's Brown. I can't remember. But anyway, Alex has got a prodigious memory. But anyway, I don't think he's had him back on again. But the point is that there are conspiracies within conspiracies. And the American people, particularly, just can't get it. They just don't understand.
Yeah.
They're just naive.
Well, digging into all of these things, I think you're right. The Americans are naive. We believe, you know, a lot of American people have believed everything that they're told. You know, and going back into the Soviet invasion in Afghanistan and how Zbigniew Brzezinski was actually one of the main architects to basically go in there and use that whole thing, purportedly, you know, we built a lot of the terrorist training camps. The CIA funneled the money through the Afghanistan, the Pakistan ISI, the intelligence agency in Pakistan, and we built a lot of these terrorist training camps. And so basically, and you know, Bob, I look at all this stuff, and I was mentioning this earlier on the show, with regard to the Ground Zero mosque, the alleged mosque that they were supposedly building at Ground Zero, and then on the heels of that now we have churches that supposedly are burning Korans. You know, sides are being pitted against each other. Do you get the sense in your mind that the purpose of this whole thing is to turn people against each other and get people fighting so we don't really see the whole enemy, the real enemy?
Yes, they're distractions. They're created to lead people in the wrong direction, just like wars are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a form of psychological warfare. But the American public doesn't understand that because they've been so brainwashed. They just don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about all of them, but half of them. They just wander through life. And it's true of most other populations in other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even given the facts and have them laid out to them, they don't believe it because their belief system has been so fractured.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's been happening in the financial world, because I look at this as just another form of terrorism. You know, people are suffering now because of the deliberate bankrupting of this country and other countries around the world. We have a run now on the Afghanistan bank. Was that just mainly caused by corruption there in the Afghani government, which we've installed?
Well, I don't know, but the man who is either the largest shareholder or one of the shareholders at bank is the brother of the president, who is a major drug dealer and works with the Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, maybe they stole all the money and now they're letting it go bankrupt. Who knows? I mean, there's nothing beyond these people anymore. They steal trillions of dollars at a time, and there is no law to stop them because they make the laws as they go along. As far as they're concerned, there is no constitution. There's nothing. It's just a group of wild bandits doing whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the degree of corruption, and I don't think anybody can really grasp this just from watching the major news reports, we're told things are getting better. When you look behind the scenes, and especially when you read your newsletter, for instance, you know, you get an overwhelming sense of sadness at the incredible layers upon layers upon layers of deception and corruption. The whole thing is rotten to the core. And I don't know. I don't see how this thing can be repaired. Do you?
Well, I think the system has to be taken apart. And under classical economics, we are told that the system has to be purged of its malinvestment and malfeasance. And the way you do that is let the bankrupts go bankrupt. Now, we just saw 3 years of the Federal Reserve, which is owned by the major banks in the United States and some of them in Europe. And what they did was just create enough money to save the financial community, but particularly their banks and their brokerage houses and their insurance companies and their transnational conglomerates. And in that process, they have continued to keep afloat the institutions which they use to control us. The government is controlled by Wall Street and banking in particular. And it has nothing to do with the representatives because almost all of them get bought off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, referring to the corruption you're talking about. But the corruption goes much deeper than that. It's not only politicians, it's Wall Street, it's banking, it's insurance, it's transnational conglomerates, corporations throughout the country. I mean, how many companies are keeping two sets of books? We don't even know.
No.
And it's allowed and sanctioned by the United States government, the Bank for International Settlements, as well as the FASB. So
yeah.
All of these earnings, you're saying, they're not worth anything because they don't truly reflect the financial and economic condition of a corporation or a government or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, now we have Obama calling for, I think, like $50 billion more stimulus. You know, I guess the definition of insanity, it's been said, is doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result. You know, and so how is more stimulus, with all the money that they've spent now, and I guess now they're planning on redesigning or the government's going to guarantee mortgages. Maybe when we come back from the break, I'd have you talk about that a little bit. Because as I see it, we're just continuing. I don't know why they would dig the hole deeper and deeper unless they just want to get it to the point where we're so swamped in debt, we have no choice but to accept whatever solution that they bring about. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, ladies and gentlemen. www.intforecaster.com, and we'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We are spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I'll dispense with the music in the interest of time. And by the way, if you'd like to talk with Bob Chapman, you're welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You know, Bob, before the break, we were talking about how the establishment, the banking establishment, which basically, in my thinking, and I think you would agree with this, controls the government. We have the corporations, the multinationals, the banking enterprises controlling everything today. The tail is wagging the dog. And we have the inflation going forward. We had quantitative easing number one, which basically the government spending all this money, inflating money, creating money out of nothing, and buying up toxic assets and what have you. And then now it's just come out recently that they're going to go to with round number two of what they call quantitative easing. Why keep digging the hole bigger and bigger? You know, at some point, this whole thing has got to collapse as I see it. And, you know, unless they're just planning on having a time where they huddle together and say, all right, everything's in turmoil and in peril. It's all going to collapse. Let's all come together and have a mutual debt forgiveness and wipe everything out and start from scratch. And, oh, by the way, in order to do that, you have to adopt this. Is that what you see going on, or do you see some other scenario?
Well, in this program 2 months ago, I told people that I felt that quantitative easing 2 is about to happen, and it did. And I'm the only newsletter writer or any journalist who came out with that, which rather surprised me. They came out, 6 or 7 weeks later, they finally it dawned on them what was going on. But that's not unusual. Sometimes they learn and they're afraid to say so, for fear that they'll lose their jobs, that mm-hmm. the copy will be just rejected. The people in power behind the scenes, first of all, they know quantitative easing, the creation of money and credit, will not work. They know that during the 1930s, FDR started in 34. He was faced with unemployment of about 25%, and he increased debt as a percentage of GDP by 45%, and he started collecting taxes for Social Security, which he immediately took from the general fund and spent, and that's been going on ever since. That's why Social Security's broke.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1939, unemployment was 17.4%. 1940, it was 16.2%. So he didn't really make an awful lot of headway with all that money. And we've gone through the same thing. So these people, they know that that's not the answer. Now, there's two ways they can go here. The first way, and the way that they want, is to bring the world financial and economic system to its knees so that they can shove a one-world government down their throat, particularly the United States and Western Europe, because heretofore they've been the most powerful entities in the world. And they may very well start and continue a very large war or wars in order to implement that. On the other hand, when they reach a point where they really can't pull off the final devastating financial or economic or whatever act to institute world government, what they're going to have to do is have a meeting where, and this has gone on before, the Smithsonian in the early 70s, the Plaza Accord of 85, the Louvre Accord of 87, and they all get together, they have a meeting, they devalue and revalue all the currencies against one another, and they default on debt multilaterally. Mm-hmm. And then they start over again and hope no one discovers what they did, because they did it deliberately, because they had an objective, which is world government, so they control everybody and they can enslave them. And each time they made a move in this direction, they've been unsuccessful and they got away with it. This time they're not going to get away with it, and the reason why is too many people know what they're doing.
Yep.
And that's why I do 30 hours of programming every week and publish twice a week, 40 pages each time, on the internet to let people throughout the world know exactly what these people are up to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you know, the major media won't do that, and that's why you've got your program and you're speaking out, and you're reaching people and telling them the truth. And they can't handle that, and they're very, very, very disturbed about it. They're frightened.
Yes.
And there's been several speeches and interviews lately where they said as much.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so,
I think
quite frankly, we've got them on the run, and I think they don't know what to do.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the reasons why they want to deal with the Internet, and I think that's also the reason why they keep coming out with these reports defining us as potential domestic terrorists, because they want to deal with us because we are waking up the masses. Hey, Bob, hang on right there. We've got to take the bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to talk to Bob. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're back. This is Govern America. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And our guest is Bob Chapman. His website is International Forecaster, intforecaster.com. And Bob, can you give out your email address just so people can have it?
Sure. The forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs around 40 pages each time by internet, and we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com, or www.intforecaster, that's forecaster.com, or if you have a question, we answer everyone. You can email Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com, or you can call 800-375-4188, that's 800-375-4188, and get your free introductory copy. Everything that you need to know about what's going on every week is in that publication.
Yeah, very good. And you also have all the news links and everything twice a week, and so it's a valuable resource. Well, we got a stack of calls here, Bob. 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to join in. We have a couple open lines. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again, Bob, for coming on. I've got a pretty simple question. These small towns, you know, there's one thing for a big bank in the city where the manager's untouchable to close doors. We've got a lot of small banks. For instance, a little town that I live in is a small bank, but there's some people that have a great deal, or they believe that they have a great deal of money in the bank doors. And the customers are naive, and I know for the most part a lot of bank managers are naive. They don't understand the, you know, the reserve system. They don't understand the incrementalized banking, fractionalized banking system. I'm wondering, Bob, if I were a manager, would that not be a job right now that you might want to resign? I mean, think about all of these small-town George Baileys. When the doors close and their friends know where they live, they're knocking on the door saying, hey, what happened? Where's my money? I trusted you. Why didn't you tell me? What's your take on that?
Well, I think that thing, sort of thing could happen. It certainly did during the 1930s. And you know, the way to combat that is not to have too much money in the bank. We tell the subscribers no more than 3 months' expenses. And we tell businessmen who have companies that no more than 6 months' expenses. And I think that's important. No CDs. And these people who think their banks are invulnerable are foolish.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I went to the bank to actually get some cash out, to make a cash purchase. And the teller told me, we don't have that much money in the bank. And it wasn't $5,000, Bob. They didn't have the cash.
Well, that's true. They don't have cash. And that's not uncommon. I mean, people will go and they'll try to get, say, $10,000 or $15,000, and I'll tell them to come back in a week because they have to order it. And that's the truth. I've had a number of comments by subscribers to that end. And so that should teach people a lesson. And that's why I've recommended that people take their money out of CDs, do what I told them about deposit, and keep $5,000 in cash in the safe at home, and take that extra money and put it into gold and silver coins and shares. And I think it's the only safe place to be. If that isn't safe, nothing is safe.
Well, and that's the direction that I was going in. I won't keep you, but that I'm going to begin to move mine, you know, in not large chunks, but move it out, get it out completely.
Well, the best thing to do is to transfer it by wire from one place to another. If you're going to buy coins or you're going to buy, you know, that's the easiest way, or shares. And one, you know, it would go to a coin dealer or it would go to a brokerage house. And they don't pay much attention to those types of transfers. So that's really the best way to do it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
I appreciate the call there, John. Thanks a lot. You know, I was laughing earlier because it was imagining the reaction of such people that would come in and you know, the bank is dry. I mean, there's nothing there for them. And yet my understanding is that the currency, the actual currency is created when people actually, like when they sit down and get a loan, isn't it created at the time that the loan is issued?
That's correct.
So there you go.
And, you know, they don't limit themselves anymore to the historical 8 or 9 to 1 times deposits or assets. During the last run here from 2005 to 2007, they got 70 times deposits that they were lending out, and it's still 40 times. That's why all these major banks are broke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you had TARP and all those other devices used by the Federal Reserve. The total was $12.8 trillion, which they won't tell anybody where the money went. That's why there's such a problem that's being recognized by people like me. But, you know, the economists and analysts won't talk about it because they'll all lose their jobs if they tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to toe the government line. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They've built up this whole house of cards of deception, and, you know, they got to keep this thing going as long as possible. But, you know, now we're being told the FDIC is broke, and, you know, so I guess the answer to that is creating a new bailout for the FDIC?
Well, the FDIC is now controlled by the Fed, and whenever it needs money, they'll just give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Talk about this mortgage, this plan that the administration, and I'm sure the handlers of the administration, the bankers, have to basically guarantee these housing loans. What are they doing with that?
Well, they're continuing to do that. In fact, I think they were charging a 5% down payment on loans. And for the past 2.5 years, the first it was Fannie and Freddie who were writing the loans, and then they switched over to Ginnie, and then they switched to FHA, which has been writing most of the loans for the last year to year and a half. And the average FOIC, which is a quality rating on the borrower, and we're talking about individuals in this case, and residential real estate, and the marginal borrower is at 650 on that scale. And when you get below that, you get into subprime. At that level, you get what they call ALTA type loans, and above that you have better quality loans. And most of the loans have been made at an average of around 650, which is not very good. And they come up to be rolled here very shortly in this coming year, just like the resets that we had back in 2006 and 7 and 8. And so the government's going to have a problem because they envision 20% of the loans going bad. And they said the same thing before the subprime problem several years ago, and I said 50%, and I was right. And they're going to lose 50% again.
Mm-hmm.
And all that lost money is a responsibility of the taxpayer. And what they're doing now is this. They have things called MBS and CDOs. What they are is bonds in which there are mortgages and pieces of mortgages. And the banks and others were loaded with them. So over the last year and a half, the Fed said that they bought $1.8 trillion worth of those loans. Of course, the Fed doesn't have any money, so they just created out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taken off the books of the banks and others, but we don't know what the Fed paid. They won't tell us. And so my guess is about 80 cents on the dollar. They're now worth 20 cents on the dollar. And they're going to sell them back to the banks ostensibly to clear their balance sheet, when in fact the real reason is that they don't want those bonds going into the market and trading. They don't trade very often.
Mm-hmm.
And start trading at 20 cents, which will knock down the value of those bonds of toxic waste that they're holding at 80 cents. So what they're going to do is sell them back to the banks for 20 cents on the dollar. Take the loss, but don't show it.
Yeah.
Well, when you lose that much, you're talking about $1.2 trillion in losses on what we know, that what they've admitted. Now, we don't know that that's a true figure because they lie about everything. It could be $2.5 trillion. It could be $3 trillion. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So that answers your question on where those mortgages went, where the toxic paper went, who got paid what, probably, and where the situation is presently. Mm-hmm. And the Fed, in conjunction with the administration, is going to come up with $2.5 trillion over the next year, and they're going to do the same thing that they did in stimulus number one, or QE1. And now we have $200 billion in tax write-offs, and these bills are going to pass after the election, between the election and the end of the year, and they'll get them passed. $200 billion for plant and equipment write-offs, $100 billion for research, $50 billion for infrastructure, $50 billion for underwater mortgages. They've already got $34 billion for unemployment extension, and something that they haven't tackled yet, which will cost another $200 billion, is tax relief for low-income households and a payroll tax holiday for small business. That's $650 billion, listeners.
Wow.
Simple as that.
Wow.
And then the Fed will add the rest, which will be $1.9 trillion, and that will allow the economy to go sideways. It will not be able to grow. If it grows 1%, it'll be lucky. And you know they'll try it again, and after that it'll collapse.
You know, that's the thing, is people can just look at us. All you people are a bunch of crackpots. You know, you've been saying for years that you have economic crisis coming. You've been saying for years that there's going to be a collapse. But the drastic things that they're doing today, just to keep the thing going a little bit longer, and the results that they're getting for the tremendous effort of inflation and what have you, all this false, phony money that's pumped into the market, you know, the results they're getting for this massive effort is just, you know, it's indicative of the fact that I don't think we have very much longer. I want to go back to the phone lines here and talk to Irwin in Texas. Go right ahead, Irwin.
Hello, guys. I'm trying to figure out, I have a substantial gold and silver on hand. I'm trying to figure out, looking at the gold list, a lot of them are moving their stuff offshore, but I'm not sure if their gold and silver is in notes or if it's physical. I was wondering, is that a good idea for me, since I have physical stuff, and what exactly does that entail?
Well, what you can do is liquidate your gold and silver and purchase it through one of the companies that keeps it in a place like Switzerland or Jersey or, you know, one of those offshore locations. You have a couple of problems here. Number one, the U.S. government, anytime they want, can tell the governments involved that are holding this that gold and silver belongs to American citizens, and we tell them what to do. So you ship it back to us, and we'll pay them for it. Also, I've been hearing rumors just recently in Switzerland that they may have some sort of a secret law, and that law would say that the bankers can access private hoards deposits of gold and silver. I don't know how true that is, because I had no verification on it, but things like that can happen. I always feel this way, and I live outside the United States and have for years. I feel that if you're going to ship any kind of an asset outside the country, you better be prepared to live with it. You know, whether it's on the Isle of Jersey or in the Cayman Islands or Switzerland or Panama or wherever it is, you better be able to move, or you should move with your money. Now, I don't know that very few people will do that, although a lot of Americans are leaving the United States because they see what they see. But my advice to subscribers is that you take delivery of your gold and silver, and you hold on to it, and you put it in a big safe in your house, and take your chances. I mean, you get just as much chance, you know, if you have something outside the country, you may be able to never access it. There's all sorts of problems with being offshore. And I've lived, you know, in foreign countries for years. Very unusual for an American, but I probably lived outside the United States 20, 25 years of my 75 years. And that's one-third of my life. So people don't have the experiences I had, unless they work for the State Department or something. And so I don't see that there's any reason for you to move anything. If you get gold and silver coins and you get a good safe, like a big gun safe, then you're all set. And if you get weapons, just keep them handy. And if somebody tries to rob your house, kill them.
There you go.
Pretty simple.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate the call. I'm up against the clock again. I guess we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll try to get to as many of your calls as possible in the final segment. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, www.intforecaster.com. Hang on, Vicki, Jeff, and Ron. We'll try to get to you right after the break as quickly as we can. Stay with us, folks. Govern America, final segment, straight ahead with Bob Chapman. Don't go away.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Okay, I want to hit the ground running here. We are in the home stretch, final few minutes left. Let's get right to the phones and cover as many of these phone calls as possible. Vicki in Idaho, go right ahead with Bob Chapman.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and I'll just ask my question and then listen offline. What I'd like to know is if Bob could tell us about the World Bank, the purpose and relationship to the Federal Reserve, and how the Group of 30 relates to that, and I'll just listen offline. Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Well,
thanks,
the Group of 30 is a group that, in fact, indirectly controls the World Bank. The World Bank was created by a number of countries, but like the IMF, it's really controlled by the U.S. government. The appointees have been by other governments or other countries, whereas in the IMF, the appointees have been from the U.S. And so what they do is they lend money, and they try to keep countries in debt so that they can control them, and in all senses. And right from the start, when they use the money, they tell them when you got to do business with this, that, and the other company, so that the money that's spent goes to these transnational conglomerates, which are controlled by the Illuminati.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, go right ahead.
Oh, yes, I'll try to be as quick as possible. There was a series on TV called Jericho, and I watched a few episodes of it, and you know what? One of the things it seems like they left out of it was people. I didn't watch the whole series, but basically from what I watched of it, it seems like they left out the element of people from the big cities going into the countryside to rob, pillage, and rape. It seems like when we do have martial law and nuclear war and stuff like that, it's going to be a lot worse than what people think. Mr. Chapman, what do you think? Do you think that the media is really dumbing down what's going to be really coming, and this is being used as a psyop to soften people up? I'll listen to your answer off air. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And the answer is yes. And you're better off outside of major cities than you are inside, because there's a lot more people. And in urban centers, you get all kinds of people, and a lot of them aren't too swift, and a lot of them are criminally inclined. You don't find that as much in outlying areas. But yes, it was a psyop, and there's many like that. And, you know, Hollywood goes right along with the program.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Jeff. Ron in Montana, go right ahead.
Aaron, Bob, I have a question for you. Is there anything in these criminals' house of cards that can cause it to collapse on them?
Right. Yes, there is. If we can get rid of the incumbents in the next election, it's going to take them 6 months to a year to pay off the new group, and whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. And that gives us a window of opportunity to try to change things. You can stop bad legislation immediately, and it doesn't matter what party they're in. So that's a great shot for us, and if we can't make it, if the public doesn't do it, I think they're doomed. I think it's only a matter of things getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, this is going to be hard to do with those diebold voting machines.
Well, we got to do what we can do, and there's no magic elixir. If we don't win, then I'm afraid that you're going to have to do it another way.
Okay, well, thanks, Bob.
Hey, thanks
you're
a lot.
Welcome.
Appreciate the call there, Ron. Bob, go ahead and plug your newsletter again.
TheInternationalForecaster.com.
All right.
www.intforecaster.com.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Once again, this isn't one of those programs that we could have easily done another hour. But I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned, folks, for Phil Pozderek up next on the network, Positively Unconstitutional. And pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And bye-bye. With